The party will be going on all night in Washington. They are going to party till dawn. We want to go back out to one of those parties, and our senior White House correspondent, Stephen Colbert, standing outside the famed Constitution Ball. Stephen, thanks for joining us. Stephen, I have to... Nice to see you, Stephen. Let me ask you. I don't mean to be rude. Is that a tuxedo T-shirt that you're wearing?
That's right, John. It may be a step down from a tuxedo, but it's several steps up from a regular T-shirt.
Stephen, it seems to me that the Bush people really like to throw these Washington parties in sort of their own kind of down-home casual style.
Not exactly, John. That's more of a first inauguration, not sure we were legitimately elected, let's play the outsider card kind of thing. This time around, it's not so much an inauguration as the establishment of a dynasty. No, empire. So this time, instead of barbecue, platters of suckling pig with apples in their mouths are being crammed down the gullets of cigar-smoking plutocrats by indentured welfare mothers, whilst teams of virgins are orally servicing under-secretaries of commerce. And rather than country and western, the music comes courtesy of a choir of the uninsured, whose vocal cords have been severed, leaving each singer with the ability to produce but one pure pitch that is then tortured out of them, creating an orchestra of unimaginable agony.
Stephen, despite your vivid description, I have to tell you, I've got a hard time believing that that's actually going on inside that seemingly nondescript Washington hotel you're standing in front of.
Thought you might say that, John, which is why I snuck in a video camera and shot this footage. By the way, John, you heard there, that was Let the Eagle Soar. Of course, Eagle Soar is a sex club code word for a forced femdom reach-around daisy chain with four on the floor. But, and this is important, no butt stuff. That'd be queer. John?
Thank you very much, Stephen Colbert. We'll be right back.